I mean, yeah, sure, it was a little weird, but on the net, it was a positive. Dude, you cannot be serious. On the net, it's a positive.
Net positive, baby. I'm starting out different today, dude. I'm starting out different.
I'm with
net,
62 never, episodes in. Why not switch
yeah,
up?
Yeah, my net positive. Maybe everybody from all around the world is in here.
Not everyone, but
we're charting in.
Yeah.
We have a new, how do we introduce this segment? We have a new country that we start charting on the charts in that country. So we bring them up, we welcome them, and then we see what we know about them.
Yep.
We are big in, we're charting in the top 200 in the Netherlands.
Ooh. Okay.
The Netherlands.
All right. What do we know about it?
White people.
Sure.
Is that right?
Absolutely white people.
Welcome to the Netherlands. Welcome, white-skinned people of the Netherlands.
Way up north where it's cold, not much sun. A lot of time to just kind of
good at
to be fair-skinned.
Oh, yeah. A lot of time to be fair. Good at the good World Cup team.
Very.
Netherlands got a good soccer team.
They're the bright orange, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. Yeah. And they...
Real good.
I imagine the Netherlands is in the Ireland area.
Okay.
Is that right?
I think it's northeast of there.
Up in that like Ireland, Scotland, like type area.
Mm-hmm.
The Netherlands. It's a European.
Definitely European.
Is it up there?
I'm pulling up a map real quick. Let's see what
Netherlands?
We can get.
It's got to be around there somewhere. Is it big or small?
Whoa.
Oh, the Netherlands is right there by Belgium. Germany. Yeah. Right next to Germany. Where is Ukraine?
Why can't I move this?
No, Russia is fighting with Ukraine, not Germany.
There we go.
This is not a good start.
No.
They're like, wow. Just
yeah, there you go. So Ireland's over here. You got Netherlands east of there. So north of Belgium, west of Germany.
All great soccer, all in there.
All of it.
France, all Croatia,
yep.
All of Poland. Oh, those are all great soccer.
I remember growing up, the Netherlands were really good in the World Cup. They had a brutal counterattack.
Yeah. And those guys that looked like Ivan Drago. Was he from the Netherlands?
I think he was Russian.
He was Russian. Yeah, same area.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was probably, that's like somebody from, I was
kinda,
in, I was in Honduras.
Russia's way over
here. I was
here,
in Honduras, and they were like, we're Colombia, same area.
That's
offensive to that area.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're like, we're not. Yeah, you know, you always wonder, like, if you are like Chinese, and you know the difference, but you're like, no, he's South Korean.
Yeah.
You're like, well, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
We're like, or like, if you're from... Yeah, perfect example. If you're Colombian, you're like, no, that guy's Peruvian.
Right.
If you're around there,
yeah,
you know.
Would you be able to tell like the difference between like Southern dialects?
Yes.
So like
there's no difference in appearance in the US.
Right.
Is there?
I don't know.
Not really.
I don't think so.
No, you couldn't tell by appearance.
No.
Maybe someone from the Northeast if they didn't have clean teeth.
You wouldn't just look at, you wouldn't just, hey, man.
Yeah.
That's me.
No, yeah.
You wouldn't just look at somebody and be like.
No, what am I talking about? Southern people with no teeth.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's unfair.
You wouldn't look at somebody and be like, you're Chicago.
No.
Like you can't.
But I could tell a New York accent from a Boston accent.
For sure.
Could you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I could tell an Alabama from a Georgia accent.
I don't know if I could do Alabama versus Georgia. I could do like Alabama versus Louisiana
because
into the Cajun.
A Wisconsin, Minnesota. That's a little, they start to.
Those I think would blur together for me. I don't think I know it.
Yeah. That is crazy. Yeah. Yeah. But welcome everybody from the Netherlands. Good luck in the soccer. I was going to say that's near, I've thought that was near the where the Titanic went down, but that's not. The second Titanic.
Right.
The Titanic. Error. Well, I don't know how you call it. Yeah.
I don't know, dude.
Well, we don't know. We don't know at this point where we're recording this, has happened.
Yeah, this is recorded early, so it's we're not sure how that situation
and I would imagine,
panned out. But I've been thinking about it ever since yesterday's
episode. I gotta see this. Yeah. All right.
You wanna go? No, you go.
Okay. And I would imagine that when this comes out, we're gonna have the same information we have now.
Most likely.
Because
by the time this comes out, they'll know if they lived or not. For sure. Well, they'll know if they found it or not.
There's not going to be any, we're not going to know anything.
No.
No one's ever going to, it's like trying to find a person in Nashville. Hey, just go to Nashville and look around for this person.
Oh, you're saying there's no way they even find wreckage or anything. Yeah,
no.
You're right.
That thing is, no. You don't understand how big the ocean is.
It's probably a 10-foot thing.
Yeah.
And it's 20, in the entire
maybe 20
ocean.
Feet.
Yeah.
Maybe 30 feet.
When we were talking about it afterwards when we recorded last week.
Yeah.
And I was like, I want to know the analogy of like finding that in the ocean is like finding a needle in 1,000 haystacks type. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like how big
I lost a golf ball on the golf course. Can you look for it?
Yeah. And it's brown.
You're like, what? Yeah. All right. Here are my thoughts.
Yeah.
All right. All right. The mindset of people like that.
Yep.
Billionaires, right? Yep. I would say there's a lot of people that are cut from this cloth. Mm-hmm. I would say Mark Cuban. I would say Donald Trump. I would say the Virgin Airways guy. Whatever that guy's name is.
Yes, I know who you're talking about.
I would even put Elon Musk in there.
Yep.
That they're not, that they have enough money. Mm-hmm. Whenever you get to, hey, you're good on money.
Yeah.
Stage. You don't need to do that anymore.
Right.
There is, you have to do something mm-hmm. to live. Like Bill Gates become a philanthropist and he saved us all from dying of COVID. But not really. But you have to you're like, money doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. Money doesn't matter to anyone in there. Mm-hmm. And so you want to press the reality, right? You want to press even Mark Zuckerberg in there. You want to I would say the gamble that he's making on Meta is, from what we know so far, is bad. Mm-hmm. Right, everybody's going to go into the metaverse. He changed his whole company to that.
Right,
that to me seems wild. Mm-hmm. The reason this podcast exists and that everybody listening to this podcast has a job is because of, I'm going to say this, people like that, mm-hmm. people that made a wild gamble.
Yeah.
To like, hey, I'm going to invent something, right? I'm going to go to the moon. It's those type of like, there are no limits, people. And unfortunately, it's those type of people that press the boundaries that we have the internet, that we have an electric car, that Elon Musk, I think, bought Twitter in a lot of ways because he's like, it's fun. It's exciting. Money is not money doesn't register. Everybody's saying, well, it costs $250,000. Stop that argument. Mm-hmm. That money to them does not matter.
Yeah. That's like going to the convenience store and dropping $5 on the counter.
It costs $1.50. Yeah. It doesn't to them.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You should put that money. That's an irrelevant argument. Mm-hmm. Everybody's down there because they go like, you want to feel, mm-hmm. you want to risk. That's why he has $2 billion,
yeah.
or however many billions. Everybody in there makes decisions like that.
Yeah,
I bet, hopefully calculated routinely, mm-hmm. that he goes. I mean, that guy's been on other not all those billionaires that I mentioned are like take risks on adventure,
right?
But extreme risk taking, except for maybe the. Pakistani, I don't know how that money came
sure.
about.
Yeah, we don't
but
know.
But everyone in America, like.
And like, get it, like those risks have paid off for those people.
That's what I'm saying.
So it's like they're encouraged because all their risks up until this point have proved very profitable and very advantageous in the long run. So like, why wouldn't you?
And yes, and exactly what you're saying. So you find this submersible is what they're calling it.
Right.
That you find this and everyone else, logical people, are saying that seems a little, right? Mm-hmm. It's just a tube. It seems a little. And the guy that manned it is in it. The guy who invented it.
He owns the company.
He believes in it.
Yeah.
So, and that's why all of those people have billions of dollars mm-hmm. is because that everybody else goes, hey, I wouldn't. He goes, nah. I'm going to risk it.
Yeah, if they won't, I will.
And he's been doing that his whole life. Mm-hmm. And that's why he's been successful.
Yeah.
And that's why it's tough sometimes to tell people, I'm not putting myself in that category, but people have been very successful at a job or have made a lot of money. No. Because you're like, well, look.
Right.
Look at all the because of my decision making, look at all the stuff.
Yeah, I'm right all the time. What are you talking about?
Money is the measure.
Right.
You're like,
right,
I got a yacht, you don't.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, sit down.
Yeah, kind of.
You coming or not?
Yeah, yeah, really.
Yeah.
So those risks those guys all live like that.
Yeah.
And the reason why any of this stuff that this chair, this desk, these cameras, this light, this building, this city is because there's like a 30 story high rise going up right here.
Yeah.
Someone is taking a massive risk.
Yeah.
Now calculated, but still, or the building of it and the financing of it.
Yeah.
And somebody goes, oh, I can't believe. Well, it makes me a little mad because you're like, dude, you don't have the balls to start your Etsy shop. No, I'm not going to say it like that. You know?
Yeah, dude.
But like, dude, I'll give you perfect example. Like this podcast, we've seen the growth of it is hanging in the balance of me getting the courage to ask people to come on.
Yeah.
That's the truth.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So I go, some people that are like, quote, I would say out of our league, which nobody is.
Sure.
But I go, well, I'm not DMing. That's risk. It's a risk.
Yeah.
And what is the other side of the risk? Rejection.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
And all of these people that I would love to have on this podcast, I go, I'm not going to ask them.
Mm-hmm.
And so here, like this podcast is very successful, but every time we have monster guests on, it goes through the roof.
Yeah. I love that you're talking about this too, by the way. That's awesome.
That's just the truth.
Yeah, it is.
That's just so you, like you, whatever situation that you're in life, it's like there's risk mitigation.
Mm-hmm.
They go, I would love to work. Let's say what's a good job. I would love to work in the front office for the Nashville Predators.
Great.
Go down there.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah.
Well, I don't, or like look up who the CEO is. I'm not saying that like DM him and it's like, can we take you to lunch?
Sure.
But like does this make sense at all or no?
Total sense. Yeah.
All we're doing here is like there's things that you would like and that you like work and risk.
Mm-hmm.
And you go, I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
And a lot of people listening to this also want to quit their jobs.
Yes.
And they go, I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
I don't know I want to ask this person out or dump this person or I want to try to get the kids into the better school.
Mm-hmm.
Well, go, why don't you go down there and talk to them?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
And this guy got in a...
This guy started the company first and foremost. He built the company that was going to be submersibles for tourists who have a lot of money who want to go and do this.
He's been doing that a long time.
For sure.
Probably his whole life.
Yep.
He's been interested in that his whole life.
So he bought the sub or built the sub, developed the sub, whatever he did.
Which costs millions.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he believes in it because he's in it.
Right.
He's not sending y'all down there.
Right.
He's in it.
Yep. I'm sure this wasn't their first voyage.
No, it's not.
It's got to be more than just this
now,
one.
Yeah, it's not. And I read that after like 12 hours, there's all these sandbags on it that release and send them to the service.
Ah.
And that hasn't happened for whatever reason. I was way too deep into this.
Yeah.
But that hasn't happened. So something.
So it's still down there.
Something horrible has happened.
How would they know if that's happened?
They won't.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, like they might be on the surface.
They're not going to find the sandbags. Like,
no, they find it at the top. But I guess it would be hard to find too.
Yeah.
We don't have any idea.
The other thing I was thinking about is if they, like we were talking about last week, if they, ideally they're at the surface.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's true because how hot would it get in there with the sun if you're just sitting there cooking
and
you're basically boiling inside of this thing.
In a metal tube.
Yeah, you're a poached egg basically just floating on the surface, just cooking.
Yeah.
Great point. I don't know if that's better. You know what I mean? I don't know what the AC situation is.
Or if it's freezing down there.
Right.
They bring a jack, which seems nuts.
Right. Yeah. How cold it can
like bring like some snacks.
Yeah.
But it's going to be, it's 2.5 hours down.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of stuff that I watch, there's like this little hole
to look out.
Like all six people are going to like crowd around there.
Just take turns.
You're going to look at it on a screen. You can do that on the documentary.
Right.
So, but.
Yeah, I could pull up the video right now of the bottom of the ocean. We could just do that.
We can do it.
There's plenty of...
But it's like, I feel like we've talked about this before, is like a roller coaster. Like there's government regulations on those,
mm-hmm.
and there's not on this. So the government, for all the trash we talk about them or the red tape or the bureaucracy, they did go into Cedar Point and look at everything and go, you're good to put our citizens on this. So we trust that they, so, and why do we go on them? Because we want to feel a little scared, but also not.
Yeah.
But also safe.
Right.
And you want, we.
The illusion of danger.
Yeah. We, yeah, that's what we talked about. Yeah. We chased that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was I went like 100 and I went like 150 in my car the other day.
Nice.
On the way. I was like, I don't know what happened to me. I was like, I just got back from Honduras and it was all like, I feel like trapped in there. And I finally got in that out of the airport in my car. And I was like, I want to see how fast it goes. I don't know why I thought that.
I love that. Yeah, dude.
And I got it to one. No, I think 120.
Nice.
Not 150. There's no way.
150 is nuts.
150 is a lot.
Yeah.
Have you ever pressed yours to see how fast?
Fastest I've ever done is 133.
In yours?
Yeah. In my old, I just got.
That's just the guy thing.
Yeah, you gotta just at least know what you can do. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I think.
Let me see how fast it goes. Is such like a juvenile statement. How fast does it go? Let's see how fast it goes.
Like, okay,
or 12.
Yeah. Whoever invented the Mercedes or the Range Rover is. It's a significant risk, and you have one. Yeah. Same. Back to the argument. Is we want all the things that those, I was going to say men, but unfortunately they are all men. No, that's true.
Yeah,
that's
true. Look at the list. Yeah.
Sorry. Look at the list. Yeah. Look at the list. Okay. Yeah. All the risks that have been taken, we do want to enjoy the fruits of those risks.
Yeah. That's why you take the risks.
And you know what? I was going to say in 20 years, I doubt 20. I was going to say in 10, I doubt 10. I bet in 5, there's going to be a lot of people going down to the Titanic.
On one of those, you mean?
On something.
Yeah.
On something. Because of this.
Yeah. You gotta break a few eggs to make an omelet. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like this, and this is a broken egg.
That's what you're out is. On a you're out on a Carnival cruise line and like talking bad about the Titanic. Hey, that is why you're here.
That's hilarious.
It's true.
Yeah.
That's why you're here.
Yeah.
You're like, I can't believe they did that. Oh, and now you look at this. The size of the cruise ships now are like 50 times the Titanic.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Have you ever seen that?
There's skyscrapers.
Have you ever seen that,
yes,
that diagram?
Comparison?
You're like, the Titanic was like the biggest thing ever. I go, no, the Carnival cruise line. Yeah, exactly. It's 50 times bigger.
Yeah, it's not even close.
The Titanic is not that big.
The Titanic is shorter than, we'll put this into the episode. The Titanic is shorter than like the first deck of the boat. Of
and there's like
modern.
And
cruise
there's
ships.
Like 15. There's like 15 decks on those things.
That's nuts.
And
man.
They're huge. And none, not one has ever even come close to sinking.
They're so big.
Those are so big.
Yeah, like, how does that float?
That's tough to like explain to like a UFO.
Yeah.
They're like, so what are y'all doing with these? You're like, all right.
So wait, let me get this straight. Y'all can fly, but you also choose to do that for whatever reason.
And so it's like that and camping that you're going to have a hard time explaining to the aliens.
Yes, dude.
So what? So you live in an air conditioning and you have a house.
Yeah.
And you want to do what for the weekend?
Yeah, just go out in the woods and like basically you'll go live like back in time.
On like a linen like shelter.
Yeah.
For fun.
In this little thing made of nylon.
Y'all are nuts.
Yeah.
Dude. Yeah. Yeah. So we all, I think what I'm saying is here, this is the human, this is how evolution has gotten here. Mm. And anyone critical of this, you're just not going to find me on that. You're not going to find me in there. Being like, I can't believe they, no, this is, unfortunately, if what the reality of the situation, it seems like it's good. This is how you get, everybody's going to be down there in 5 years.
This is progress.
Yes.
This is how you move forward technologically, is you take risks and you sometimes miss.
Yeah. And I would
argue how you move anything forward is you take risks.
You would like the risk. You would like somebody you're exploring the United States or you land and the first time and somebody comes to the Mississippi River and everybody goes, well, I guess we're staying here.
Yeah.
Can't cross that.
Right.
Look how big that is. Yep. We have a wood and somebody goes, I bet if we walk about 4 miles up, make a raft out of wood and then we, I bet we can, or something.
Yeah.
That I bet we can And then people live on the other, it's like, or the Rocky Mountains.
Yep.
Somebody had to be like, I'll go. And we've been doing this since the dawn of human history.
Yeah.
And to sit here and like, have you seen any of the moon conspiracies? Like, I can't find this.
I'm deep on that.
You can't find this. And we've sent people to the moon in the 60s.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. You have more computer power in your pocket right now than they did when they went to the moon.
And we still can't get people up there.
And we can't do it now.
Like,
hey, I'm just saying.
I'm just saying, look into it.
I'm deep.
But
on
yeah,
that
but
one,
but
dude.
The biggest the greatest quote unexplored area is Mars or wherever Elon Musk is trying to go.
Yeah.
Because what? Why? I don't know. We haven't taken it yet.
Nobody has yet. So we're gonna.
And the same guy goes, I'm gonna go down because it's scary and it's a risk.
Yeah.
And that's how those guys live.
Yeah.
You're just not gonna find me in the, oh, I can't believe this is so stupid. Like, this, save it, dude. Save it.
Yeah. I'm not with that.
No, I'm not with it.
Also, I wouldn't go though.
No. We should have said that at the beginning.
Yeah.
No.
I'm not doing that. I'm not skydiving. I'm not bungee jumping. I'm not parasailing.
No.
Like,
I don't think I'm doing anything ocean related anymore.
For sure.
I'm
not ocean related.
I might take a little, I'm going to take a break.
From the ocean?
Yeah. I'm going to go on a break.
Yeah.
Well, I still got to fly over it, I guess.
That's different.
But my risks, so we're of significant risk in this, filming that television show.
Yeah.
Which is why I flew down to Honduras.
Yeah, dude. I'm so excited about that.
Yeah, that church, it's like a diners, drive-ins, and dives in essence, but we go to churches.
That's so cool.
And we've been to like 3 or 4 of them in the States.
Yeah.
We're going to release it this summer on YouTube, but that's a significant time and financial risk for me.
Yeah.
Right.
Definitely.
Not to that level.
Sure.
But it is a risk.
Yeah.
And the reason this is a risk too, to start this and look where we are.
Yeah.
And so I'm looking back, going on tour is a risk and look where we are. Mm-hmm. Starting a TikTok, not knowing anything about it was a risk and look where we are.
Yep.
Like all of them. And you go, that's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
Is this guy, all four of these people goes, risk. We could point back and go risk, 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 risk. Mm-hmm. And let me also say this.
Mm-hmm.
We've talked about this in the podcast a bunch. There's a lot of people doing a lot of harm and destruction to other people in the name of clout and attention on the internet.
Yes.
And everyone on earth is discussing this.
Yeah.
This happens once a year or so when everybody on the internet is talking about one.
Yeah.
Oh my.
Yeah.
Right.
We're all in the same kind of group chat.
Yeah. 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 Perfect example. Yeah. Where everybody like when the last episode of Breaking Bad on, everybody was talking about it.
Yep.
There's like been huge events like that, but rarely.
Yeah.
And there's been a lot of people getting attention. All they ever wanted is attention and doing criminal things.
Yep.
And if you're going to go out, that might be the way.
Yeah.
Are you going out on top? You're going to be, I mean, this is going to be talked about for forever.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. It's fascinating.
Yeah.
And I applaud the spirit.
Yeah, I do too.
I obviously pray and wish for everybody involved. And maybe it's like the Malaysian Airlines thing. We find them. We never found them.
Never found them. Have you watched those documentaries, by the way? There's some really good ones.
Yeah, dude. Wait, what happened to that one?
I mean, nobody can say for sure, but there's various theories. There's obviously the alien theory. Then there's also the, was it hijacked?
Yeah.
Then there's, was the pilot on a suicide mission?
Yeah.
Then there's, is it a government conspiracy? Did they actually do something with the plane that they didn't want people to know about because there was mysterious packages on the plane?
I like living in this world.
So it's, dude, it's so fun.
Yeah.
Man. Yeah. I love
this
it.
World where, you know, or, well, I mean, obviously not at the risk, not the, at people's harm.
No, definitely not. Obviously.
Yeah.
But in terms of just like the circumstances.
So
and
no
the things
one knows
happening,
still?
Dude, no one knows. Nobody has any idea.
It
and
took
the fact
off.
That we're not still asking questions is crazy. That we just go, oh, well, you know, old news cycle, move on. It's like,
wait, where was it going from and to?
I forget. I mean, it was a Malaysian flight, but.
And it's just gone.
Yeah. They lost touch over the ocean where it was like there's two zones of communication where they pass you off from here to here, and they lost them there.
There's like a million different conspiracies, I'm sure.
Dude, it's, I'm telling you, there's so many like video essays, but, and they're really well done. Like it's an old enough thing that people are.
It's not like the moon landing ones. It's like a guy in a trailer in Montgomery, Alabama.
Yeah.
Sorry, Montgomery.
You're right.
I didn't need to do that to y'all with no sleeves. This week's episode, ladies and gentlemen, brought to you by Manscaped. Oh, baby. I'm on it right now, dude.
Yep.
I'm sure you are too. Yep. Support for Net Positive brought to you by Manscaped, the best in below the waist grooming. The products are precision engineered tools. Manscaped Performance Package is the ultimate in men's hygiene. Join over 7 million men worldwide to trust Manscaped with this exclusive offer for you, 20% off and free worldwide shipping with the code NETPOSITIVE at manscaped.com.
Is 7 million men, is that 10% of all men on?
Let's see. Let's say 350 million. Let's do America.
Well, do the world because it's round. It's like there's 7 billion people on Earth.
Is it 0.7?
7 million to, it's not 10%. To 7 billion?
Well, because we have man to female. So it's 3.5 billion females.
Mm-hmm.
So this math is horrific.
Yeah, I shouldn't have taken this year.
No. I was going to say there's 350 million people in the U.S.
Right.
So half of that. Well, it depends on what other genders. Come on, John. Could you just go one episode without leaving them alone, please?
Well, what we do know is that inside this performance package 4.0, you're going to find the lawnmower.
Like, they have like talking point number one, talking point number two. Like John and Alex, make up some math.
Yeah.
And then, Now.
At this point, make us aware that you can't do numbers and then
and
move
you
on.
Trust us.
You got the lawnmower 4.0 trimmer.
I got them all, baby.
Weed whacker, ear
got
and
it.
Nose hair trimmer,
got
crop,
it.
Crop preserver. Crop Reviver Toner, Performance Boxer Briefs, and a travel bag to hold all your goodies.
I got a t-shirt, too.
Dude, it's everything.
Do you have the t-shirt?
I did get the t-shirt.
I got the Manscaped t-shirt. Yeah. I don't know how that, where that came.
Oh, yeah, man.
Get it. Your husband's, what, birthday coming up?
Belated Father's Day.
Oh, you're going to weddings.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you going to weddings? Do people...
By the pool. You're out by the pool.
Oh, yeah, summer.
Yeah. Shirts off. Tarps are off.
I was going to say, for a wedding... I'm not married, so I don't know the answer to this. Mm-hmm. When you go to a wedding, is it a typical, I'm not even asking you this, you don't have to weigh in on this. Is it a typical post-wedding, are you in an intimate situation?
It will be. I wonder if everybody thinks that.
That after you celebrate them, you do you.
It's a romantic evening. You're celebrating love.
At.
Like, I think that kind of puts you in the right headspace. You might drink a little something if you're a drinker.
Yeah,
so
it's
like,
a little bit of a celebration.
Yeah.
Yeah, but do you get too tired?
You might also get too tired depending on how much you dance. And
you got a little bit of a window.
I dance, man.
Yeah, you got a little.
So I might be tired.
I don't know how it works, but if it's coming up on wedding season.
Oh,
so a lot
there.
Of people are going
we're
to.
In it.
Yeah, we're in it. This is what you need. This
you need this,
fellas. You need this.
Have to.
Yeah, we don't have to convince you of it. You got to get it.
They know.
20% off and free shipping with the code NETPOSITIVE at manscaped.com. It's 20% off with free shipping. Manscaped.com. Use the code NETPOSITIVE. Unlock your confidence and, as always, the right tools with a job with
Manscaped.
Oh yeah, baby. Yeah, let's get into it. I got the face one and the body one.
Oh yeah, dude.
Yeah,
you're fully trimmed.
I was not convinced. I don't think that's what this ad's about. I was not convinced on the face one at first, but now I'm into it.
Good.
It's clean.
It is really
it's
good.
Real clean.
Yeah,
I take it on the road. Let's get into the news, baby.
We got a lot of news today,
all right,
man.
Let's keep it up top.
All right,
yeah.
Start wherever you want. You pick us.
Dude, why do I gotta pick us?
It's your show.
Oh. We'll do that fact check, the redemption fact check at the bottom.
Okay.
Because that'll be an email.
Yeah, good call. Good call. Yep.
Okay. All right. We got Let's go with the Juneteenth celebration.
Okay, deal.
This is yours.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
My brother showed me this one.
He did?
Shouts out Nate. Yeah,
and
he lives
by the way, shout out to everybody who sends stuff in.
Oh, yeah,
because what sending stuff in, it, people go, this is insane.
Yep.
Can y'all please, I got a job, I got a family, I can't really roast this.
Yeah.
Can y'all make light of this, please?
That's kind
of
like how we're all in the same group chat, too.
Yeah,
is
really?
Like they send it and we're like, oh, great, perfect. Let's talk about that.
Yeah.
And like, if you think we've already seen it, send it anyways, because if we see it enough, that's typically how it makes it here.
And you can send it to my Instagram. You can send it to Alex's. The net positive email would be the most common place that we're going to see. We're definitely going to see
that. Yeah, you can do that. That's netpositive@johncriscomedy.com.
A DM or a comment in the YouTube section we may or may not see.
Yes.
But we try to do the both.
Correct.
All right. What do we got here?
Here's what we got. You want to read that headline?
Juneteenth banners featuring white people removed in Greenville after backlash. What is it?
Off rip. How do you feel?
It's white people celebrating.
Here's the picture. We'll put it in the episode. There it is. So this is the banner. There were Juneteenth banners all over downtown Greenville.
Featuring two white people.
Gorgeous little downtown area, by the
way. Great city.
Love it.
Love Greenville.
I love Greenville.
Yeah.
I've been instructed to also say, don't move there and ruin it. That's what I've been
told.
Yeah,
yeah. There's a couple of those. Yeah. But we shouldn't even said that on the pod.
Right.
Yeah, because everybody loves that place.
So they put up all these Juneteenth celebration banners all over downtown. And one of the banners...
Oh, it's only one.
I believe it was just this one.
Okay.
I believe this version of it.
All right. It's not this on 90 of them downtown.
No, no. Yeah. There may have been more than one of this one, this is hilarious. The one that they flagged.
Somebody's and, like, wait, what?
It's Juneteenth, downtown Greenville celebration, and it's featuring a white guy and a white woman. And that's it.
And it's in black and white, but you can tell by their... dress that they're white.
Yeah, dude.
I mean, yeah, those are white people.
Just look at them.
Those are white people.
Those are white people.
Those are mom jeans. And that's a denim, unbuttoned denim with the...
Yeah, look at him.
That's the classic wardrobe, like TV wardrobe.
Nice. You're
like, no one really dresses like that.
Right.
But like, they're like, hey, this is what like this unbuttoned with like a, that's like a, they want some layers on there.
Right.
That's a classic like TV.
They're like, this will do it. This like, looks like
casting
HGTV.
Wardrobe.
Yeah,
casting wardrobe.
Casting is nice. Yeah. That's, this is self-tape.
Yeah. I like, all right. So I was with I don't want to speak for him, but Shama, our buddy, he's been on here on this pod.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Read this. Hold on. I'll get to that after.
So one of the one of the banners posted in May by Juneteenth Greenville, the nonprofit that runs the event, featured two non-black people. It was displayed on a street pole at the intersection of Main and Broad Streets. Da, 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 da. A photo of the banner circulated on social media for days prior to its removal, May 25th, drawing negative reactions.
Great. Yeah. The debate boiled over an activist. All right, stop it.
They took it down hours later.
The activist, imagine being an activist for that. Hey, get a job. literally get employment. Oh, so now, all right. So the Juneteenth, that's the protest that we don't have a Juneteenth celebration protester. That's the same protester.
Wait, what do you mean?
Greenville doesn't have one. We're protesting.
Oh yeah.
And now they're like, all right, we should have one. And now they're just.
Yeah. But that said, they blew this. Like that is.
No, no, you can't do that. Like, no, 100%. You can't do that.
Yeah. Like, what are you thinking? Yeah. How did that get signed off on?
But I guess you go, here's how.
I mean, bro, like, what are we doing?
Here's how it gets signed off on.
Yeah.
And this is my point with Shama is we booked this weekend to go down and shoot the show.
Right.
Which like he's working. He's working on Father's Day and Juneteenth.
Mm.
A black man with a family.
Yeah.
And he's like, dude, this is all of them. I was like, no, yeah. But we were on the flight home.
That's really cool.
We were watching churches just absolutely. Churches and corporations just absolutely fumbling the bag on the Juneteenth.
Mm-hmm.
Just like white mega churches be like, hey, like black person, come up here. And like,
yeah.
And I was asking him, I go, how do you feel about this? He goes, we all roll our eyes.
Mm.
Now, I shouldn't speak on behalf of all the black community, but everyone is rolling their eyes at this, except it's and the congregation is also rolling their eyes.
Yeah.
It's like when the NASCAR, like they have, let me say it easier like this. There's at the CMA Fest, which is white people in country music,
mm-hmm.
like on the B stage, the big, they have like an up and coming, like black, are artists of color, and everybody just kind of like, they know why it's there. They know they're getting pressure from whoever because they're going to put out the banner, and there's going to a lot of people on Twitter are like, wow, only men, or wow, only white people. Like, well, that's NASCAR. That's what it is. We don't want to discriminate other people from having opportunities to be in here.
Of course.
But it's just kind of an eye roll for everybody in the stadium.
Yeah.
Based on the music alone, it's not deserving to be here.
Everyone's checking boxes.
Yes, yeah, yeah. That's what
everybody's just trying to check.
So
boxes.
And the CMA,
watch commercials, and you'll see there's somebody from every
trying to check boxes.
Yeah,
and so on both sides of the race, everybody's rolling their eyes at that because everybody thinks that we have to do that. Mm-hmm. It's like you get a new job and you're like, well, we got to review like the safety briefing on like the shoes that everyone has to wear because they're nonstick. You're like, yeah, all right. Mm-hmm. You got to do this because we got to tell corporate that everyone did the thing. Mm-hmm. So it was just all these churches. We were just watching these videos. Like, just everybody's like, what are we? It's just fun. But it's not.
It's like it's a holiday equivalent of a white person saying, oh, I have black friends.
That's what it is. You know? Yeah. It's invented like, by white people. Yeah, like, it's invented by white people.
What is?
Yeah. The holiday.
Juneteenth is invented by white people?
Yes.
Really?
No, when did we start celebrating that?
I think it became holiday very recently.
Ago?
Yeah.
Also, we were not the holidays not invented by white people.
So I was what are you talking about?
But just like it's like Pride Month. It's not. Pride Month. Pride Month is like. It's like the. It's not invented. It's not. It's a. Hey, we're good. We're good, right?
Yeah.
Type situation.
Yeah.
It's
a band-aid.
Yeah. Everybody just kind of rolls their eyes. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're just like saying the quiet part out loud.
I mean, for what it is, it should be a celebration.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, it absolutely should be.
And let me check myself also.
Yeah.
I'd just gotten home that night and there was, I don't know where you live in the city, but could you hear fireworks?
No.
I heard maybe it was gunshots.
I'm out west.
All right. I heard a lot of fireworks. I think we're in my neighborhood. Mm-hmm. And I was like, all right. And I was like going into my own, okay, really? But then I was like, all right, we celebrate.
Yeah, dude, are you kidding me? For what, bro? What?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I go, yeah, go.
This is huge.
Y'all
go.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's like arguably equivalent 4th of July.
If you had a Juneteenth fireworks show, that would line up. Mm-hmm. You should.
Yeah.
I'd go to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, 100%.
And I'd make sure there's no white people on the banners.
Yeah. Great.
What's that? It's also the whitest white people on the banner of all time.
We're celebrating June. Yeah, it's tough. That is tough.
Tough one. All right, where do you want to go next?
Let's go to the umpires.
Okay. This is crazy. You brought this one in.
Yeah, this is great, dude. New Jersey. Little League comes up with a new rule, suspends parents who yell at umpires until they do the job themselves. Stellar.
Taste of your own medicine.
Stellar. Let me go down to the first paragraph. Yeah. I'll read that. It's unbelievable. One Little League in New Jersey has taken a hands-on approach. Its target, those watching 10 and 11-year-olds play baseball, who curse at the volunteers behind the plate. That's wild.
Yeah.
But not.
Common, unfortunately.
It specified any spectator deemed in violation would be banned from the complex until 3 umpiring assignments were completed. If not, the person would be barred from any Deptford?
I would say Deptford is the town name, yeah.
Deptford Youth Sports Facilities for a year. I don't even know if that's legal.
Bro, that's insane. Yeah, I can't come see my kids play because I swore at another adult.
No, I think he's swearing at the umps.
Yeah, which is an adult.
Oh, yeah, yeah, good point. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. But I didn't know umps were volunteer. I guess at a 10-year-old.
In some towns, they are.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So then they can't play without the umpire.
No.
And the umpire's like, I don't need this.
Yeah.
I don't need any of this.
Yeah. I'm literally donating my time.
This is stellar.
Yeah.
Because I've been out to a couple... I have any kids, but my buddies have kids. Mm-hmm. And it's shocking, but it's not shocking to see how invested we're going to be that for sure.
Yeah, dude.
They'd be like,
I'm going to try not to be like that. But I'm definitely going to be invested in my kids.
Let me see.
Absolutely.
What?
On the inside, I'm absolutely going to be like that. But on the outside, I'm going to try to control that.
I think I
those
am.
Parents are brutal.
I think I am. All the news articles we read about the worst people ever. I think I am all of them, but as a public figure, I would like to continue doing the job I have. So that's the only reason
so
I
you
don't
quell that urge.
All day. Like to do something rude to somebody in the airport, to cut somebody off in traffic, mm-hmm. to not tip, when it's like when somebody's done you an actual service,
right.
to not being nice to anything public. I all at all times.
Yeah.
At all times.
Yeah.
I think I am all this.
People are people, man.
People.
We're all the same.
And dude. Me the two. Yeah. All right.
I think what's cool about this Little League thing is that you know what kind of parent the person who made this rule is based on the rule they made.
Oh, yeah.
Like they were like, oh, you think that that's funny? Let's do it to you and see how you feel. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's like you get caught smoking a cigarette and they make you smoke 10.
Yeah. That's such like a 1970s you gotta smoke a whole pack. Punishment. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, and then he's like, oh, I hate it so much. I never wanted to.
Like, and they're an addict.
Have
now.
You heard of that?
What?
That
type of punishment?
That's insane.
Yes, it is.
I don't know why. That just came to my mind. Like, you get caught smoking a cigarette.
Yeah.
All right, sit down. You got to smoke 20.
Like, also on the table of punishments for these parents was soap in the mouth.
That same one, same type thing.
They were like, we could do that, or we can make them umpire.
We need some emails. We need some emails of wild, like, punishments.
Yes.
When you were a kid.
Yes.
That you got caught doing, like, in excess of what you were doing.
Yes. Like, that it was, it did, the punishment did not meet the crime. It was too much.
I was going to say, like get caught, like, looking at a Playboy, and they're like, read every one. With that.
Read every paragraph. Yeah. Hands on the table. You're going to get this literature.
Everyone. Yeah. No, Dad, please. I like, I got signing up. I like, because it's just, all that is just empathy for the other side.
Yeah.
And I bet they've tried a million other things.
Right.
To get people to stop.
Right.
Hey, if you don't yell at the umpires, we'll give your team juice boxes. Probably not that, but like we'll give you preferred seating. We put up signs because I've been to my buddy's Little League games and there is signs.
Right.
Hey. These are 10-year-olds.
Wild, like, that they have to do that.
Yes, but that is a problem everywhere.
Yeah.
And they have to, there's been a million other things that they've tried before this.
Yes.
Which is the same with the Titanic thing. They've been doing this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think this will work.
I do too.
Because I have umpired and it is hard. It requires all of your attention.
Yeah.
It's hot. It's muggy. You're wearing a mask and a pad underneath the shirt up against your chest. Like it's.
And
you're squatting down behind a 10-year-old the whole game. Like,
and I've seen the videos where the umpires get hit and fought and yelled at and they go viral.
Yep.
Yeah, I've seen them all. Have you seen any of those umpires that do like the dances when they strike people out?
Yeah, I've seen those.
That's great.
Yeah. I mean, they're volunteers.
Yeah.
Whatever, dude. Have at it. What are you going to do? Not pay me? Like,
this is great. Yeah. Good for them. I want to know how this works.
That's
out.
That's a good one. Shouts out Deptford, New Jersey.
Yeah.
Yeah. Leading we the need way. The update there.
Yeah, we're leading the way.
That's good, man.
You want to go to the...
Take your pick, dude.
Go to the...
This is like topic roulette.
Go to the Jack Harlow, dude.
Okay.
I thought this was awesome.
This
is wild.
Just so everybody knows, this has been on the list for like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And I've been waiting to get to it.
Come on, dude.
Go ahead.
Jack Harlow. Rapper.
Yep.
Let's see. What is the Jack Harlow? Rapper, entertainer, visionary.
White guy.
White guy. Well, most importantly for this article,
yep.
White guy. Jack Harlow. Is facing backlash for wearing a bonnet to a soccer game.
Yeah.
Somebody see, if I see a bunch of white kids walking around with bonnets on, Jack Harlow will have to answer for his crimes. All right, so there's a photo of Jack Harlow. Oh, he's at a Louisville? Why is he in Louisville?
That's where he's from.
Is he?
Yeah.
Oh, word. Okay. Jack Harlow spotted in a Louisville City FC game with a bonnet on. Okay.
Explain what this is. If you know,
I see black women at like CVS in those.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the best way to? I don't know anything about I don't know anything about women's hair care, specifically black women, but I see a lot of those.
Yeah,
it's many black people wear bonnets to maintain moisture in their hair and prevent the hair from frizzing. All right, there's been a debate in the black community about wearing them in public settings. He's appropriating the culture.
Yeah, this is a black thing. Like, it's for black hair.
Yeah.
It's very predominantly used by black people.
And he has a kind of an afro.
He does kind of have an afro, so you might
wear
have
bonnets
a point
to maintain. All right, to maintain moisture in the hair, prevent it from frizzing.
Yeah.
If there was a guy that would want to prevent frizz, I'll go Jack Harlow.
That's probably the right pick. If there's somebody,
if there's a frizz
for
draft.
White people who could, yes, there's a frizz draft.
If there's a frizz, a celebrity frizz draft,
if we're gonna nominate
white
one
people
of
celebrity
us,
frizz draft,
yeah,
I would take Jack Harlow.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. I think that's a fair point.
Does Jack Harlow, because of his proximity to the African American community get a pass here?
I don't think that's for us to give.
It's not.
But if since we're here,
All right. Well, before I saw the photo, I thought it was like an Amish bonnet. Because that's a different bonnet.
Totally different bonnet.
And that, or like a, well, I guess women wear it.
Yeah.
But it would be appropriate if you, well, that would be insane to wear.
Yeah.
But an Amish, a woman have those white or black bonnets on the back of their head.
Right.
To keep the hair, I don't know, I'm going to speak it out of turn, organized or whatever.
Sure.
Yeah. That is what I thought. That this is.
Not that.
I mean, that's like a do-rag.
Right.
Right?
Right.
It's like a female equivalent. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I guess.
Is. Yeah. What is everybody else saying?
So there's been debate in the black community that you should, like, this is something you wear at home. Like, there's been debate that this is not something you should wear in public. If you wear it in public, like, come on, clean up, do better, is what has been said. I'm not saying this.
Okay, all right, all right. If you're wearing it at, like, CVS or Walgreens or Walmart, it's like, I'm running in to grab something. It's early.
It'd be the equivalent of, like, wearing, like, your pajama pants in public.
It's not the best look.
Come on, man.
Yeah, everybody could agree on either side. That's a in preparation for something else.
Right.
Look.
It's an at-home look.
Yeah. So him taking it out in public is saying, I'm now making this. This is my final look.
Right. This is the feature. This is my ensemble.
Yes, the feature.
This is me. Yeah.
But.
And there's been, like, I really dove deep on this because I was really curious just culturally. Yeah, what is this? And, like, there's been big debate in the black community about this. Like, do not wear this out. Like, Monique got in trouble for this a couple years ago when she was like, stop wearing bonnets in public. Black women, stop.
Okay. Like this so should she was not saying be happening. It's like a people at Walmart.
Yeah.
It's like. But listen, if she's saying that's embarrassing for the black community, we have, the white community has ours.
Oh, no doubt.
We have 100 of them.
Oh, yeah.
Go to Walmart.
Yeah.
We're like, hey, put on shoes.
Yeah.
Hey, pull your pants up. Hey, wear underwear. Wear a bra. Put some sleeves on that.
All the above.
There's a million of them.
Yeah.
Put the curlers in your hair.
Yeah.
There's a ton of them.
Yeah.
A ton of them.
I really do think, though, if we're going to nominate a white person to rock this, it's Jack.
Jack can do it. No. Well, all right. I mean, back to the Titanic thing again.
He's pushing boundaries.
Yes.
He's innovating.
That's what he does. But he's taking some swings and misses.
This is a risk.
No, I don't know about, where fashion wise, I don't know about, but.
This is a risk for sure.
It's a risk.
Yeah. I think the glasses he's wearing are too, but yeah.
Well, all right. If you go to like a. The Louisville thing is throws a wrench in it.
What?
That it's in Louisville.
Why?
Well, it's not in like LA or like it's not on a red carpet.
Mm, right.
He's like, there's I mean, he's been doing that at his house, I guess, right?
You think so?
Did he just put that on for the first time?
He might have. I wonder how long he's been thinking about doing this.
Yeah.
I don't think this is something he just saw and was like, I'm gonna rock this today. I think he's like one a year ago and was like, I could probably
get that off around like a couple of his buddies.
Yeah.
They like, you come in the studio, he's rocking it.
Yeah.
He's like, and listen,
he tested around the homies first. Like, y'all like this?
And we don't know what go to his Instagram. See, I want to see what his hair. I'll look at it. I look at his Instagram right here. I wonder what his hair looks like currently. Cause he maybe grew it out. Jack Har.
Here it is. Oh, it's a video.
All right, so it's long.
Yeah.
But he's had his hair a little shorter than that. But all right, look at that.
It's very long.
All right, when your hair is like that and it's not in a particular, when my hair gets longer, it's not a, you're like, I got to wear a hat. Mm-hmm. I got to wear a hat. I don't like, if you haven't washed it or if it's just recently washed or it's not, there is a window where you can't have like when you have a shaved head, you can rock it. There's a longer window.
Right.
I'll let him off the hook where it's saying there's like, hey, let's go to the Louisville soccer game. That's not on his schedule for months.
Right.
That's like a, you want to go tonight.
Right. For sure. Yeah. This is like off the cuff. Let's just.
It's funny. The solution to this doesn't matter.
No, but it's just hilarious that he did it, dude.
It's just hilarious. I think I, in general, I think I support that.
Okay.
Because but dude, when I got the bowl cut,
I think I do too. I think I'm with it. It's a fashion choice. Go for it, dude. Why not?
Now, if
I also understand why people would be upset about it.
Yeah. And if it turns against you, you just got to kind of wear that.
Yeah.
You got to wear that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think from wearing the bonnet to wearing the responsibility for
wearing the criticism.
Yeah.
I think when I wanted to cut my hair into a mullet, or not a mullet, a bowl cut.
Right.
I go, man, that would be. And dude, when I was driving to the barber, I go, I don't know if I can do it.
Yeah.
I don't know if I can do it.
It's a move.
And I go, all right. If it goes bad, I'm just never going to post about it and I'll cut it tomorrow.
Yeah.
So there was the mitigation of the risk, but it was still a, all right, dude, you want to do this?
Mm-hmm.
And that, if I'm going to be able to do that, an artist, got to press those boundaries.
Have to.
Yeah, have to.
It's a choice.
You got to
make bold choices.
I'm with it.
You know what else is a bold choice?
AG1, baby.
Yes, sir.
It's a bold choice. I honestly not to.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
If you decided like I'm not going to have AG1 every day to start my day.
That's bold. I'm just going to go to
bold in a bad way.
You're drinking it right now, baby.
I sure am.
He's got AG1 on deck. I had it this morning. AG1, been a part of millions of mornings since 2010. Before we get into the copy, I'll describe what it is. It's a little packet, or I have a bigger,
the big tub.
Yeah. Tub of it. It's a scoop. It's a little like scoop base. It's the size of a bunch of quarters stacked on top of each other.
Yeah. Nice.
I don't know why I just went
weird
to that.
Analogy, yeah, but weird. Accurate.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
A half of a roll of quarters.
Nice.
Put it in water, shake it up, drink it. Gas.
Oh yeah.
Gasoline
good
in the tank.
For you.
Yeah, that's like me. It's like putting in 91 octane, 93 octane.
The 93 hits.
Yeah, they're like, all right, your car can run on 87.
Yeah.
But you get that extra boost in
there. You can kind of flex on putting that 93 octane in there too. Yeah. I think you can flex even more putting this in your body.
I wish there was more of a flex for the gas. I wish it was on the outside of everybody's, car. And just letting y'all know 97.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, 87? Not me, 93. Yeah. That, there's no way to, no, women are not going to walk past you filling up and look.
Right.
There's no flex.
No. But on the other hand, that's why I carry this around because women walk by me and they go, oh, that man takes care of himself.
That man takes care of his body, right, bro. A foundational nutritional, a foundational nutritional supplement that delivers comprehensive, this is huge words.
Big words.
Comprehensive nutrients for the whole body. AG1 replaces your multivitamin, probiotic, and more in one drinkable habit. That's good copy right there.
Oh, yeah.
A drinkable habit.
Mm.
I like that. Just one daily serving gives me the comprehensive foundational nutrition, all caps. That must be copyrighted. I need and supports energy. Does that? Focus. Does that? Strength. Does that? And clarity with 75 high quality vitamins, probiotics, and whole food sourced ingredients, baby. Get into it.
If you're looking for a simpler, effective investment in your health, try AG1 and get five free AG1 travel packs.
That's what I got. Yeah.
Plus, those travel packs are clutch. I'm taking them with me this weekend.
Yeah.
Plus a free 1-year supply of vitamin D with your first purchase, which we'll get to some vitamin D news after this.
Oh, yes.
Go to drinkag1.com/netpositive. And this is a new website for you AG1 drinkers. So make sure you get it right. That's drinkag1.com/netpositive. Check it out.
Check it out. Oh, yeah. Wait, should we get into it?
Let's hit that.
What kind of time we got?
We're here.
Oh, all right. Yeah. Yeah. Let's go to the, let's go to the emails.
Okay.
So much news, by the way. I wish this, I don't think y'all do, but I wish this podcast was 4 hours.
Sometimes I do.
Yeah. Everybody else, they're like, all right, we got it, John. Yeah, thanks. Yeah. We'll see you next week. Yeah. Actually, a lot of people do email and say, I wish it was longer.
Yeah.
But we go, we're going to keep it. We want, you want to have a couple bites and you're like, I can't wait for next week.
Right.
We want to keep that energy.
Gotta leave you wanting
more. Yeah. We have 6 articles. How many that we haven't got to? We got a lot of hot takes on.
I mean, where do you want to go? You tell me.
Now go to
I tried to segue.
Go to the emails. No, yeah. Go to that. That's in the emails.
Okay.
Because somebody DM'd me this.
All right, so set the stage on this.
Because
we talked about this weeks ago.
All right.
And we all laughed at you for this. Yeah.
Well, yeah, I got back to the beach from the beach and I said, I don't bathe while I'm at the beach.
After you're at the beach.
I don't take a shower after I'm at the beach because it takes 24 hours for vitamin D to get on your skin to into your system.
Right.
And I said that out loud. And you, everybody else who's in the studio, Andrew, and many listeners responded that was the dumbest thing they've ever heard.
Yeah.
And now I got a bunch of DMs from this. I don't know how this came about. What's it? Nutrition with Nomad. Is that what it's from?
Nutrition with Tom and Lauren.
Oh, I can't read it from here. Tom and Nomad.
Okay. Yeah.
Nutrition
yeah.
with Tom and Lauren. All right. What does Nutrition with Tom and Lauren have to say?
Well, they have posted this video. I won't play it. I'll summarize it for you. But basically it's saying it can require up to 48 hours or 2 days for your body to fully absorb all of the sun's UV rays and convert it into vitamin D via a protein called 7-DHC.
Huh.
Therefore, it is not ideal to use soap or body wash on the areas of your skin that have been exposed to sunlight.
Huh.
It is best to wait at least 48 hours before doing so in order to maximize vitamin D synthesis.
Wow.
So you're right.
And he said in your, like your under your armpits and your private areas.
Yep.
You should wash those.
Absolutely.
Because
you're not tanning there.
You're not tanning there. It doesn't matter.
Yep.
Anyway.
Yep.
And that's the reason why you shower.
Yep.
Yeah.
You're right, dude. I cannot believe this.
Fact check the fact checkers.
Yeah.
That is.
The other thing I will add is that this.
This is like in fact check inception.
Yeah,
so,
right. It's super meta.
I got fact checked on this. This is a fact check of that.
Right.
And now
I'm going to fact check fact check real
it's
quick.
Like community
because
notes.
Yeah. I'm looking at the caption on this.
Yeah.
The last line says, also, our account has been seriously shadow banned and is being threatened to be removed. Follow our backup at with a backup account, which tells
hey,
me
hey,
I
hey,
don't
hey,
know
hey,
how reputable
hey,
this hey. Is.
What? You can't get fact removed for not being truthful.
Hey.
Can you?
I mean, what is truth, you know?
Come on, Tom and Lauren. I'm going to ask them. I'm going to DM them.
I might try this this weekend. I'm going to be at the beach this weekend.
Be at the beach.
I may try this and see. Maybe I'll do like one arm.
Yeah.
I'll wash after the beach.
You
and then the other arm, I won't. I'll do
an
A-B testing.
Test. Yeah.
And then we'll just see kind of how we come back.
Well, remember during COVID that you needed vitamin D.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that? They were just sit in the sun. Because that's gonna AG1 you.
Oh yeah, basically.
Really? Yeah. No, really. And that's
So we've been basically not maximizing our tanning potential by washing afterwards.
Just you can shower and I wash my hair because I don't like how my hair goes after being in the sun all day.
Really?
At the beach.
What does it do?
I don't know. It's just a very
Jack Harlow's?
It doesn't hold. Yeah. I need a bonnet. Yeah. But then, you can shit because the shower does still feel good after the beach.
Oh, it's one of the best showers.
That's a top tier shower.
Yeah.
Should we do this?
Yeah. Best showers.
Best showers?
Yeah.
Huh.
After the beach is up there because you got sand all over you, salt water. You've been in the sun, so you're sweating. There's probably sunscreen on you as well. Maybe you were drinking a little bit, so you're just like kind of, I'm drained.
It's a good shower.
You're just drained in general from being in the sun. That's a good shower.
After a post skiing,
I've never been
post doing something
Enlighten
cold.
Me. Okay.
Something exercising cold.
Ooh,
it's a good shower.
Yeah. That is a good one.
Hiking, like something in, yeah. Skiing.
How about the outdoor shower? You ever outdoor showered?
Outside?
Mm-hmm.
Naked?
Yeah.
Well, what, and what circumstance?
Would like, okay. So like back home we'd go to Cape Cod.
Oh yeah.
So it kind of goes with the beach shower. But a lot
outdoor.
Of those houses have an outdoor shower.
Oh, that's it's a good shower.
It's next to the
house.
It's
a great shower.
I love that shower.
A post-manual labor shower.
Like a post-lawn mowing?
Post-lawn mowing shower has got to be
or
good.
Or landscaping?
Post-roofing? No one's doing that. Yeah.
naming outdoor professions.
No, I'm trying to think of what an average person would do. A post-lawn mower shower is good.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any pre?
Ooh. Yeah. Wedding.
Pre-wedding
shower. Pre-wedding
shower
is a good shower.
Pre-wedding shower is good. Post-work going out shower is good.
Yep.
Right?
Love that.
Yeah, because I'm not even dirty, but I need to shower as part of the ritual.
Yes.
To do it.
It's routine.
That's a good one. Did you ever used to do post-drinking? Some people do that.
Like
get home.
Yes.
Sober up.
Yes.
Not to sober up, but you do that shower.
Oh yeah. Cause if I'm out and I'm drinking, I'm sweating. So
you want to shower?
I gotta
shower.
Have to, dude.
You do?
Always have to.
That's a good shower.
Yeah.
I never, let's see.
How about the after a morning workout shower? So like workout, shower, and then go on your day.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's a good
one. Yeah, because it's cold a little bit.
Yep.
Because you're hot.
Yep.
It's like a Soho House shower.
Yep.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Nice and cold.
Ooh, yeah. You can adjust the temperature.
I like that one. That's a good shower.
That's a great shower. I was going to say if you can go into a wedding, getting ready for something fun, post athletic activity shower.
Yeah.
After playing basketball.
Yeah. Yep.
In the gym locker room.
Ooh, now we're putting locker room shower.
A locker room shower. Now we're putting like locations on it.
Right.
Yeah.
I think that's important. Well, I mean, we did outdoor
football, post football, basketball,
locker room shower is good.
Yeah. Locker room shower is good
with the boys.
Yeah. Frat house shower.
I don't know that one. I'm unfamiliar.
Yeah, that's a good
probably
one.
Probably want to stay away from that one.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, I'm going to stay with that.
Probably
like dorm community. You got to walk to a place in which sandals
like that shower.
No, I don't like that
hate
shower.
That shower.
Oh, the bad showers.
Yeah, bad showers.
Yeah.
Anywhere you have to wear footwear because you're concerned about bacteria, bad shower.
Bad shower.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a bad shower. Any shower like cold shower, we do that cold plunge video. It's like, dude.
An unintentional cold shower is bad.
Oh, worse.
That one's bad.
No, I wouldn't rather not take a shower.
Yes.
Yeah.
How about spilled something on myself, need to shower to get it off?
Yeah, you wouldn't do it like somebody threw up on you.
That, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yep. I was about to say, if you spilled a drink on yourself, you wouldn't shower for that. But if someone threw up on you, you're showering.
Mm-hmm.
A hotel shower?
I like a hotel shower.
Do you do post travel?
Ooh, nice. Post travel day shower?
I don't do that.
I do that.
You do?
I have to.
Post flight shower?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Yeah, for sure. If I'm going to bed, I'm showering. So it just comes down to like whatever is before that.
This is specific. Post being caught in the rain?
I was going to say that.
You really?
Yes. Yes, I was going to say that one. Because it sounds like you shouldn't need to, but you absolutely
do. It's a great feeling.
You're already wet.
You're wet.
Yeah.
But you're not fun wet. I mean, you're not like comfortable wet.
You're not clean wet.
But you're like, we need to get this wet to that wet.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good shower.
How about the bad shower, the rushed shower? Where you're late. You don't have time.
Yeah.
You got to be moving, but you have to shower because like you got to do your hair or something.
There.
Like
yeah.
You got to.
Ours is always rushed. You're going to laugh at this because we have 10 people in my house growing up.
Yeah. Dude.
And you can't be in there getting the hot water.
No way.
My brothers are like, dude. We need to get in there.
Did your bathroom door like ever close?
No.
Like it had to just be kind of like
four brothers
revolving.
Yeah. No. Yeah. That's a good. Yeah. Shower is a staple.
Mm-hmm.
And when we went down to that church in Honduras.
Yeah.
We were like, it was 9 o'clock in the morning and we were asking, some of the locals. It was like kind of a documentary where we just ask around about religion and church, and a lot of people are Catholic, and what's going on just in this city. And they go, that church is huge because they have air conditioning.
Ah.
And dude, it is so hot down there.
Yeah.
It is so, and it's like, it's heavy hot. It's like on you. It's like a cloak hotness.
Yeah.
And it's cloudy today.
Yeah, humid down there, though.
Very humid. Mm-hmm. You go outside, you're in the sun, it's a wrap.
Yeah.
All right. So these churches, they go, and we started thinking to ourselves, what percent of the world goes to church in the air conditioning?
Mm. Wow.
5%?
I mean, wonder what no percent, way to. I can just look at what percentage of the world even has air conditioning.
Yeah, or because it's the same with a hot shower.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what percentage of the world...
Yeah, dude, read that.
Air conditioning, only about 8% of the 2.8 billion people living in the hottest and often poorest parts of the world have air conditioning.
Wow. I mean, if you go to Europe, they don't have like central air.
Do the same
stuff.
Thing for the hot shower.
Oh, yeah, nice. Like air conditioning in Europe is not what it is here. They have like units.
Yeah, they have like wall units.
Hot water.
Percentage of the world has access to
clean water.
No, we don't. Clean, we don't want hot water.
Hot water.
81% of the world's population of drinking water. I don't know. But that's like, I wonder about, you look up all full circle. What about do the people of the Netherlands have hot showers? They probably do. The people in the Netherlands sure have hot showers and air conditioning.
Yeah, yeah, I'm not looking at this up.
Not everybody, but everybody in America doesn't have AC.
True.
Everybody in America does not have AC.
No, very true.
No. No, yeah, we're in the same boat.
Growing up, we didn't have it. We had the window units.
Yeah,
and to put those guys.
It's crazy to think that this church is like huge, but it also has great AC.
That's
and
wild.
A lot of people are just in there.
Yeah,
maybe.
Yeah,
I don't know.
They might catch a word while they're hanging out.
Yeah, Mike, you're like, dude, I'm outside of this. Like, and also the service was like 4 hours.
Nice,
like 4 hours long, and we were talking about it on the way. Shama makes a great point. He goes, Sunday for me is a top tier day. Mm. You got football. You got grilling. You got outdoor activities. You got your family. You got lunch. He's like, in America, church needs to wrap up.
Yeah.
Because we got
kickoff.
So a lot of things. Or we got kids games. We got a lot of stuff. And they made the point down there, not us. We didn't make the point. The locals did. Like, there's not really much to do.
Yeah.
So we like here.
That's awesome.
I know.
That's so cool.
And that's the point of the show.
Yeah.
It's not really to be like, this church is what their theology is. Like, dude, religion, Christianity in the world is just different everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. One more?
Yeah.
Not the breast, not we got the breast milk.
Yeah, we got these.
Yeah, we got. All right.
Tire pump?
Yeah, let's do it.
Tire pump. I can't read it.
You go ahead.
Yeah. All right, here we go. We'll keep it anonymous because it's a tire pump.
We got a lot of new listeners. A tire pump is basically things that you're getting an ego boost from that you probably you're too afraid to admit.
Yes.
You're getting a little tire pump. You wear a nice outfit. You go into the office. You don't want a guy to yell something inappropriate. You don't want any sexual harassment, but you're doing a lot. Huh?
Yeah.
That's a tire pump.
A certain percentage of it is for good reason.
Yeah.
A certain percentage of it is because it feels good to do.
Yeah, like a high schooler.
Ego boost.
You get an A on your test. It says A+ in big red. You kind of just leave that on your desk.
Nice.
That's a good tire pump. Nice. That's a perfect example.
Really good one.
It's like, did you want to do good because you want to go to college? Yes, but you also want to leave that out so people walking by, oh, what's up?
All right, here we go. Hey, guys. I was thinking recently of a classic tire pump situation that I'm sure a lot of people can relate to. This has a twist. I play on the worship team at our church. It's a mega church. When we are...
I read that too.
Yeah.
It's another sentence. It's a mega church.
It's a mega church.
Yeah.
It's a mega church. It's almost like he said it under his breath.
Yeah.
He was like, I play at this church. It's a mega church.
It's a mega church. Anyway.
That sentence is a tire pump. You could have stopped there. You could have just drawn the line and been like, hey, I play at a church. It's a mega church.
I'm out of here.
All right. When we finish with worship, I'll come into the arena, Flex, and sit with my wife. The thing is, I don't take off my packs and leave my in-ears around my neck. Do you want to explain what that is?
In-ears is like, it's like a, instead of monitors that you can hear yourself, it's just like a...
And monitors is another word for speakers.
Speakers, yeah, my bad.
Yep.
Yeah, it's just that you're hearing everything in the band in your ears.
Yeah.
So you can be up there and play, and it looks like it's like we're hearing each other.
Yes.
Same. It's like this, but inside you're not on headphones.
So if the crowd's getting loud or anything, you're still hearing the music you're playing, so you can stay on track.
Yeah.
Cool. All right, so he leaves those around his neck, just kind of dangling. I've always done this, but now...
So, all right, you're going to just sit in, you're going to go listen to the sermon.
Right.
That's a whole, because you're going to go back up and play.
Right.
After, and you got a pack in your back pocket. It's like me having an audio.
Yeah.
It's going through your shirt somehow, or your undershirt, maybe taped to your skin somewhere, and then it's in there.
Mm-hmm.
So to undo all this is a lot.
Yeah.
All right, keep going.
All right. I've always done this, but now that y'all have been discussing tire pumps, it's gotten super awkward when I find myself doing it and realize I'm totally wanting some attention.
Yeah.
Does anyone even notice? I honestly have no idea, but I don't think I'll continue this. The twist, though, is I was recently explaining this to my wife and how wearing them in a service is a tire pump. She realized she gets a secondary tire pump.
Oh,
secondhand tire pump.
That secondhand tire pump.
Knowing
about that.
She's married to me and with me while I'm wearing them around my neck. So this makes me an accessory to her tire pump, I think.
Mm.
Regardless, we had a great laugh. Absolutely love leading worship. It genuinely brings me so much joy. But I'd be lying if I didn't say there was some sort of tire pump. How much? Not sure. Love the pod. It's one of me and my wife's favorite things to watch together during the week. Y'all are a blessing. Keep it up, folks.
Great email.
Thanks, man.
Great email.
That's awesome.
Top tier email.
Super good.
And we're gonna say as we're not the purveyors of information in this area.
We're not.
But keep wearing it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Keep wearing it.
You've already done the hard part.
You admitted it.
You've acknowledged that. Okay, this is an ego boost. This is.
And if somebody goes, "Oh, really? You're just wearing that?" You go, "Yeah, dude. I already confessed.
Yeah.
The net positive.
Yeah.
I already told him.
Yeah, I'm good. Yeah. I wrote an email.
Yeah. That's like when we
check episode 62.
Why don't we have a bunch of them? He's like, dude, fact check me, bro. Yeah. That's like when me and Lydia were going to that whatever red carpet for whatever. I was like, hey, I don't need this for my career. She was like, I just want to go out and get a nice outfit and get my makeup done. And we're going to go. And we go, yeah, good, good.
Nice.
Don't not go.
No.
Go.
Do it.
Yeah, go.
Go especially because you feel
now
that way.
Go. Yeah. And we're just going to get out here and get a little.
Yep.
Feels good.
As long as you know.
And listen, so you're telling him to undo all that?
Right.
And go sit out there for 25 minutes?
No.
Or stay in the back?
No.
To not
don't be like playing with them.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Don't be like twirling.
Yeah,
but and like, that's not wear them.
The point of the tire pumps is we never said to stop doing the behavior.
No,
if it's within the bounds of like if you can admit it.
Yeah,
because when somebody calls you on it.
Yeah.
And you're defensive of it.
Yes,
that's when you're guilty.
Yes,
I got no problem with this.
Yeah, you know it.
Great email.
You're good, man. Yeah. Awesome, love that.
All right, we got one more.
And
let me just say, read the title.
Okay, it is Breast Milk, God's Design for Human Healing.
Okay.
I haven't read this yet.
All right. Well, all right. First of all, it said Breast Milk was the title, and then there was an attached photo.
Yes, there was.
But I open all the emails.
Mm-hmm.
Or we read all of them.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know what the photo was.
Mm-hmm.
I was nervous.
Yep.
If you title it that and include an attachment of a photo, that...
Yeah.
Puts up some flags. I don't know what color the flags are. But
they're red for caution.
Yeah.
Danger.
All right. Okay. All right. So the situation was 2 weeks ago, Corey Asbury, our buddy, had pink eye, and he thought that a homeopathic solution was putting breast milk on it.
And so he
did it.
Acquired some from a stranger.
He acquired some from a stranger, which is a whole thing.
Yep.
And everybody has all kind of like, that's so toxic. It's all kind of bacteria in it. That's going to be worse. Everybody come on all different sides of this.
Yeah.
So we got an email here.
By the way, you said that was going to be a big clip for us.
Yeah.
I wasn't aware of the controversy surrounding breast milk.
I wasn't either.
It blew up.
I wasn't either.
Okay. You were like, that's going to go big. And I was like, okay.
Did you see the one? I don't even want to talk about it.
Comment?
No, there's a lady like stitched it.
Oh, I didn't see it.
While breastfeeding.
Oh, dude.
I know. To like react to it. I was like, I said it to Corey. He said his wife said he couldn't watch it.
Probably for the better.
That's the hardest I've laughed all week. Since the Tyler Fisher interview.
Yeah, dude.
Gosh, dude, that is like,
oh, he goes, man.
I go, did you see this? He goes, my wife said I could watch it.
Hold on, let me get my wife to take off the parental blockers so I can watch this.
All right, read this email.
All right. Hi, gentlemen. I just listened to this week's episode and I have so much to say on the topic of breast milk.
That's freaking hilarious.
I have an 8-month-old, and in the last 8 months, I've realized just how amazing breast milk is for anything that needs healing.
Okay.
My son's clogged tear duct, breast milk. My own heat rash, breast milk. Diaper rash, breast milk. My friend's husband even drank breast milk in his coffee and when everyone in the house was sick, but he stayed healthy. Breast milk is God's greatest gift, and it is so underutilized, LOL. I've included a photo of my heat rash. Unfortunately, I don't have an after, but breast milk healed it in hours.
No. I don't know. I didn't say no immediately, but no, dude, no. No, this is so full of holes. All right. What's the first one?
My son's clogged tear duct.
And you dab breast milk on it? Breast milk on it?
I guess, man.
Is the son still breastfeeding? That same son?
Oh, the 8-month-old?
Yeah.
Must be.
Is it just a...
Yeah, it must be. She said, I have an 8-month-old. So, yeah.
So you just go in his eye?
I guess.
No. Okay, what's the next one?
My own heat rash. That was the picture of. It was photo. A heat rash on her arm.
Unfortunately, I don't have an after. Yeah, I bet you don't.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I bet you don't.
This sounds a lot like the lady who grew new toes.
Yeah.
Same energy.
Yeah. Fortunately, I don't have any.
Right.
I don't have any. Right. What's the third one?
Diaper rash.
All right. Hey, if you don't have any of the other solutions for this around the house, it's like a Robitussin, that Chris Rock Brit. Robitussin, your mom just said Robitussin for anything.
Yeah.
I'm hungry. Tussin, tussin, tussin. That's it. Yeah. Just everything. Just put some, drink some Sprite. What?
I wonder if like milk from the store would work.
Yeah. Why breast milk?
Yeah.
Why? Yeah. That's a great point.
I guess also, it's straight from the fountain of youth, I guess. But I don't.
After all three of those, read the next one. I don't like this at all.
My friend's husband, yeah. That one? My friend's husband even drank breast milk in his coffee when everyone else in the house was sick, but he stayed healthy.
No, 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 no.
We need some more A-B testing here.
We need A-B testing. You can't say that. No. Dude, they need to shadow ban this email. I don't even know you can shadow ban emails. Yeah. But no. So everyone was sick. Read it again.
Yeah. My friend's husband even drank breast milk.
Why was
in his
he at
coffee.
Your house?
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Whose breast milk?
Maybe. Yeah. Whose breast milk?
God, I hope theirs.
Yeah.
In his coffee when everyone else in the house was sick, but he stayed healthy.
No, dude. You can't say that.
That's not the only thing that's different. That's the only thing he's doing differently than everyone else. That's why he stayed healthy. Everyone else is eating the same things, drinking the same things.
This is a reckless email.
Yeah, dude.
This is a very reckless email.
Yeah.
Funny. I think funny.
I feel like this is posted by that Instagram account that you cited about the vitamin D.
It's the same thing.
Yeah.
Also, my son didn't know how to ride a bike. Drank some breast milk riding around the neighborhood. Me and my husband are having problems in our marriage. We saw a counselor. Didn't work. Got on antidepressants. Didn't work. Drank some breast milk.
Mm.
We're doing great.
Yep. I used to be a serial killer.
Yeah.
I used to kill people for the love of the game.
Yeah, just for
and then I started drinking breast milk.
I was we were in a I don't do this. We were in a submersible. Dang it, dude. Dang it, dude. Dang it, dude.
That's the closer.
Did you see that go in my head?
No.
I go, I don't want to. No, dang it, dude.
That's one of those like, oh, where did that joke come from?
Yeah,
I see. No, but I have to say it.
Yeah, I got to say it now. I was in a submersible. There's seven different options. We tried everything. Somebody said, hey, I got one other solution. I think
you're not going to like it.
We all passed it around. We drank some breast milk, and we were saved. That's ridiculous, dude.
The Middle East has been really tumultuous for decades.
Yeah.
And then we started giving them breast milk.
The UN. We couldn't come to any agreement. Yeah. The Saudis in the LIV tournament. No, the LIV in the PGA tournament. Pat Monahan drank some breast milk. And who's Pat Monahan? Jay Monahan drank some breast milk. And here we are. Rory McIlroy couldn't win a major.
Yeah.
On the turn, chug some breast milk. And here we are. That is wild.
It's the solve all, man.
It is.
Man. Unbelievable.
That's great. Net positive. We'll see you next week.
I mean, yeah, sure, it was a little weird, but on the net, on the, it was a positive. You cannot be serious. On the net, it's a positive.